Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams. You're listening to the Manifesting Miracles podcast. By tuning in today, you're dialing into your frequency of abundance. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, your manifestation master and guide. Ever since 2016, I've been obsessively dedicating my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. You see, you are truly more powerful than you can even imagine and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. I'm going to teach you how to attract a life beyond your wildest dreams using your own divine power. So let's get started manifesting your miracles right now. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This episode of Manifesting Miracles is truly about to change your life. So welcome back, my beautiful souls, to Manifesting Miracles. I'm your host, Michelle J. Lamont. And today, of all days, we are going to embark on a profound journey into the world of meditation. I want to explore with you the scientific foundations behind meditation. It's not just woo-woo. It's not just sitting still and being quiet. It is transformative. It is scientific. And most of all, it is how I manifest everything into my reality. I want to pour into you the scientific foundations behind meditation and its incredible benefits for anger management, because your girl here, she used to be a very angry woman. Happiness, your girl here is now fucking happy. And the art of accelerating our manifestations, okay? Get ready, because I'm about to unlock the absolute full potential of your meditation practice and how it has transformed hundreds of thousands of people's lives just in the time that I've started learning about manifesting. When I got certified for mindfulness cognitive therapy, getting certified by Yale as a happiness expert during COVID, and the fact, the thought, the idea behind meditation to me was absolutely asinine. So I'm going to delve deep into the science of meditation, but I want to start by welcoming you to this episode and letting you know that this is the number one key ingredient that will transform your life. If you are not waking up and meditating, hopefully, by the end of this podcast, you are going to start doing this yourself. And I want you to know that it literally transformed me from angry, frustrated, didn't have any belief in anything. I didn't believe in God anymore. You know, I attempted suicide. In 1 month, let me give you an example. In 1 month, I got 4 citations, one in the mail, of my angry driving. I would tailgate people. I would cut people off. I was just a ball of hate. And now I'm an endless ball of love, and I wouldn't have it any other way. But I couldn't have gotten to the state that I'm in now and the state that I'm going to help you cultivate for your own purposes so you too can manifest things into your reality that you never, ever, ever thought you could. And before you just dismiss this and say meditation isn't for me and I'm not going to do it, let me tell you that every single thing that I'm going to tell you to do today is scientifically based, and everything that you will learn in this episode will change the way that you see meditation. You see, I saw meditation as like the Hare Krishnas with the white robes in the airport, sitting around giving everybody flowers and da 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 da. I also saw meditation as something that, like, I don't know. I just never saw myself as somebody who would meditate. I was such a go-getter, and I had so much anger, and I always felt like I didn't have enough time. I was working about, before I walked into my path and my purpose, which I'm asking each and every one of you to do, because once you do that, once you walk into your path, once you understand your purpose, you will never, ever, ever worry about money. You won't worry about happiness. You won't be angry. You'll be living in a reality that will absolutely astound you. And I believe this so much. I was a 10-year-old, homeless, first-generation American whose father gave her away after her mother died to an orphanage where I would be physically, emotionally, sexually abused, then fighting my way all the way through that to get to college to meet my future abuser, my husband. And I would spend the majority of my life dismissing and destroying everything that was joyous and good about me, to the point where I was drinking. I would say, you know, I don't drink anymore, but the wine that was like, I don't know the ounces, but it would be like $18 or $12, not a gallon, but a big one. I would drink one or more of those a day just to get through the day, because I just couldn't stand living on this earth. I couldn't stand the fact that I saw no love anywhere. All I saw was pain and frustration and anger and bigotry and hate. And I gave into it. I used to see people on the street with signs, you know, I'm hungry, I need help, I need food. And I would get so angry because I'm like, man, I've been working since I was a teenager. I even worked when I was an orphan. I'm not going to give them any money. Fuck them. You know, who the hell are they to just beg me for my money? Now I literally carry money around so I can find homeless people to give it away to. And this isn't so you think I'm some great person. This is so you can understand the complexities of where I was to where I am through the simple practice of manifestation and meditation. Because if you're not meditating, you're not going to be good at manifesting. And that's the simple truth. Your brain does not process. Your brain is a computer. Your heart is the actual life. There are 44,000 neurons in our heart. But our brain gets stuck. It gets stuck in that place where you're being abused, you're being hurt, you're being judged, you're being violated, you're being disrespected, you're being made fun of, you're embarrassed, you're seeing brutality. So how on earth could I sit here on this podcast and into this microphone and ask you to do something like meditate when I understand that you barely have 5 minutes in your day to do anything? How can I ask you to meditate? Well, did you watch one TV show this week? Did you watch TikTok? Did you watch social media? Did you scroll? You could have been meditating and changing your motherfucking life. And I am here to guide you into that reality. So much so, it means so much to me that I prayed and I meditated and I thought, how could I really help them? So I've come up with a podcast idea and also a solution. So if this is your first time tuning in to the well-loved, well-listened, and incredible podcast, Manifesting Miracles, well, buckle up, baby, because this is going to be a fantastic fucking ride. And I love you, and I love you, and I love you. So let's get started. Let's start by discussing the deep, delving deep into the science of meditation. You know, countless scientific studies have examined the effects of meditation on our brain. And those scientific studies have provided us with such valuable insight into how meditation, because they go hand in hand, really and truly can transform your life and give you all the power that you need to manifest things into your reality. And I even came up with a simple fucking solution that one day you'll see all around the world and you'll say, damn, Michelle's a genius. I am not. I'm a meditator. So during meditation, what happens is our brain experiences remarkable changes. So through imaging and neuro studies, when I went back to school for my mindfulness cognitive therapy, they revealed that regular meditation practices will lead to structural and functional changes in our brain. The structure and the function of your brain, because it's the computer that's broken, not you. And here's why I know. If you're listening to this podcast, you have a heart. And that heart is beating for change. And this world is beating for you. And this life needs you. And the problem that stops us, just like it was stopping me and giving me all the citations and all the anger and all the fighting and all the frustration and all the pain that led me to the day that I wanted to unalive myself in 2016, will change for you too. Now, I'm not a doctor and this is not medical advice. This is the facts as I have known them, as they have been researched. So the prefrontal cortex, it's responsible for all of our decision-making, emotion regulation, and impulse control. And all of those factors, making better decisions, having emotional regulation and impulse control, is strengthened, restructured, and changed only through one thing, meditation. And meditation enhances our ability to manage anger and respond to the challenges of the day-to-day situations in which we encounter and help us compose and stay in that grace and stay in that kindness and stay in that happiness. I have people all the time that say, you know, everything was going great. And then I took your class, Michelle, and I manifested $10,000 and I manifested this and then I manifested this, but it's been 6 months and now I haven't manifested anything. You see, it's those day-to-day things, the day-to-day struggles, the flat tire, the dipshit at work, the fucking piece of shit ex, whatever it is, your parents, your family, the way that you look, the way that people see you, the way you want to look versus the way that you're allowed to look, my love. All of these are structural damages that have been done to your brain by this world. But you have the keys to reverse it all. And moreover, meditation stimulates the production of gamma waves. And in the brain, those are the big waves. Those are the things that we need. Those are the things that are associated with your focus, with your attention, and your cognitive processing. And in order for you to be a vibrational match to the things you want, you're going to have to focus. You're going to be able to, you're going to have to set intention, because focus creates an atom and that atom creates a field of energy. And that field of energy then creates a portal in which that manifestation and you align. But by training our minds through meditation, we become more present, more alert, and more aware, enabling us to navigate life's changes with greater clarity and reassurance. You don't have to ask 50 people. You already know. I used to be one of those people that if I didn't know somebody, I would tell 50 people the story and be like, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? Now I meditate and I'm like, I already know what to think. And in the Buddhist religion, the Buddhist practice, because it's a practice, In Buddhism, they teach you that suffering is a choice. And it's very true. And I chose to suffer. Why? Because suffering is living in a moment that has already passed, or worrying about a moment that has yet to occur. And when we train our minds through meditation, we become that alert, present, and aware creator, enabling us to navigate through those challenges so we don't get out of alignment, and our energy and our vibration and our focus, that shit stays strong, man. Strong, like a dick on Viagra. We get so focused when we meditate that people are like, damn, are you magic? No, man. I am just like you. I'm less than you. Because I thought that less of me. But now I'm Michelle J. motherfucking Lamont. And this bitch gets what she fucking wants. And sometimes what she wants is to eat. And sometimes it's to sleep. And sometimes it's to manifest. But every single day, I want to help people get beyond where they are right now and see how powerful they are. I was put on this planet to help you, my love. So pay attention, because this shit, it won't happen twice. It's coming in live. It's coming in now. Say yes, Michelle, yes. Yes, Michelle, yes. Yes, Michelle, yes. Oh, yes, Michelle, yes. Now, let's explore how meditation positively impacts our emotional well-being, particularly in terms of anger management. When we experience anger, the amygdala, which I've talked about dozens and dozens and dozens of times, is the brain's emotional center. And my amygdala was engorged, like it's supposed to be the size of a seed. And it was the size of a fist. And so when I had my brain scan, my amygdala was like out of control. And if you have these ups and downs and highs and lows and anger and frustration and happies and sads, you know, you're not, I can't give you a medical diagnosis, but I can tell you that your amygdala is out of control. And when I went into this class to start studying and start being certified, it's because I wanted to understand what was wrong with my fucking computer. Why did I spend so much time trying to kill myself, trying to unalive myself? It didn't make sense. And so I said, all right, if I'm going to stay here, God, you're going to have to make sure that I understand this. And then this program was shown to me and I was like, I enrolled immediately. I didn't even have the money for the program. I enrolled. I put it on a credit card and I said, whatever, I'm just going to do it. Because it was an 18-month program. So when we experience anger and frustration and these ups and downs, it's the amygdala, it's the brain's emotional center. It's activated, it's triggered, and it's a cascade of psychological and physiological responses, actually physiological, not psychological responses, in that one little bitty thing called the amygdala. And studies have shown that regular meditation practices will do what? Reverse the amygdala activity. Boom! Booyah! Ding dong! Hello! Win, 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 win. And when we reduce the amygdala's activity, that means it's going to help us respond to those triggers of the day-to-day life more calmly, more thoughtfully, and with our magic. Your magic. You're magical. You're powerful. You're important. You're known. You're seen. You're exactly how you're supposed to be. Every hair on your head, every freckle, every wrinkle, every dot, every love roll, you are perfect. You are divine. But the universe, life, the world is not. And your challenge is to stay focused and to stay centered and to stay aligned. And that is why I'm dedicating this podcast, and I created something that will change your life. So meditation, what it does is it also promotes this emotional resilience by increasing the gray matter density in our brain associated with an emotional regulation. So we have this gray matter, and I'm sure if you've ever studied anything about the brain, you know about the gamma waves, you know about the amygdala, you know about the frontal cortex, and you know about the gray matter. And the gray matter is the structural, it's in the hippocampus and in the anterior cortex. And these structures change in the brain and enhance our ability to self-regulate, manage stress, and cultivate emotional balance. How can you be a high vibrational being if everything is a trigger? If you're not waking up in an elevated state of mind, you're going to manifest in that lower density vibration. If you don't believe in your ability to manage things and see things with the clarity that's needed, and this isn't your fault, nobody teaches us this shit. You think if I knew this beforehand, I would have put myself in that position? Of course not. You wouldn't have made all the choices and the things that you've made, whether they're addictions or bad situations, going back to the bad ex, going back to the bad job, not believing in yourself, not taking that big leap of faith that you need. Whatever the circumstances is, it was undeniably controlled by the parts of the brain that we have discussed today. And those structural changes that you need can only be done by meditation. There's not a pill. You can't press a button, call Amazon, make it come to your door. There's no app for it. Well, there are meditations app, but you know what I'm saying. There isn't something that you can buy and take or do. It's not an injection to make you skinny like Ozempic. It is none of that. Your brain needs to be rewired. And so once you start to understand that you can reduce that amygdala, you can work with the frontal cortex, the density, the gray matter, the dense regions associated with emotional regulation, like the hippocampus and the anterior cortex, they can change. And that's the good news. So if you would go with me on this little journey, I'm going to keep talking to you about the subject and help you understand why it's so important. And everybody in your house needs to learn how to meditate, because then you can all manifest together, man. I already told you how Dolly manifested her runner, her running coach, my dog. And this is true. And every time I think this is crazy, I just lean into it. So let's move on to happiness. Happiness and meditation go hand in hand. So when you understand, sorry, my computer just went out. There we go. Okay, I just want to make sure. Again, by the way, this is going to be a longer podcast, okay? So moving into happiness, meditation has been found to significantly boost our overall well-being. And the science research demonstrates that regular meditation practices will increase the production of neurotransmitters like serotonin and dopamine, and these chemical messengers that contribute to the feelings of happiness, of pleasure, of contentment. Well, they're all cultivated and regulated by meditation, and we can foster a more positive and joyful state of mind when we meditate. And that serotonin and that dopamine doesn't have to just come from drugs or sex or alcohol or money. You can just be happy all day long. And so moreover, meditation triggers the release of the endorphins, and often referred to the brain's natural painkiller and mood enhancers. These endorphins create a sense of bliss, of tranquility, of inner peace during and after meditation, leading to an overall increased happiness and well-being up to like 8 or 9 hours. So people who meditate twice a day, 10 minutes here and 10 minutes there, they're all dopamined up. You go in front of them, you cut them off in traffic, go ahead, man. You have too many items in the basket at the grocery store, go ahead, man. You just get into this state where things just don't bother you as much anymore. And why is that important? Because in order to manifest things into your reality, you have to understand that you have to regulate your brain. Regulating your brain is essential. So let's explore
a little bit more of the aspects of meditation, the power that it holds in really, truly accelerating our manifestation journey, because that's what we're all here for, right? You've tuned in today to learn how to manifest. You tuned in yesterday to learn how to manifest. And for those of you who have listened to all 200 and whatever number 15 of my episodes or listened to them more than once, you have tuned in to help you learn how to manifest. And it all starts with meditation. The power that it holds in accelerating our journey is unmatched. The practice of meditation allows us to access our subconscious mind. And our subconscious mind is the realm where our beliefs, our patterns, and our desires are all created. And that subconscious mind, it is dormant when we are awake, in our awake state. So when you meditate, you go into a transcendental state, and that allows us to enter a deep state of relaxation and inner stillness. And we can reprogram those limiting beliefs and replace them with empowering thoughts and intentions aligned with our desired manifestations. We rewire our neurons and our pathways by simply sitting still and being fucking quiet. Isn't that amazing? We can create a fertile ground for manifesting our dreams within 10 to 15 minutes every single fucking day. I will do nothing before I meditate. Nothing, because I am an angry person. A recovered angry person, a recovered workaholic, a recovered addicted to alcohol person. A recovered, addicted to money person. And I have access to everything that I want. Why? Because I sat down, I shut up, and I listened to my higher self. And during meditation, we cultivate focused intention and heightened visualization. And if you're not good at visualizing, I have a podcast on that. But creating a vibrational alignment with our desires by vividly imagining our desired outcomes and infusing them with positive emotions. You know what happens? You already know. It amplifies the manifestation process, baby. Additionally, meditation enhances our ability to detach from the outcomes and surrender to the flow. Everybody says the same shit to me. Michelle, how's it going to happen? I just want to know how it's going to happen. I can't let go. It's got to happen this way. It's going to happen this way. No, that's your amygdala. That's your frontal cortex. That's your gray matter. That is everything that is slowing you down and telling you that you need to know the end. But when you meditate, you allow things to just simply be. You allow the flow of life, and it allows us to let go of the resistance and trust that the divine timing of our manifestations are on its way. That's why I'm so good at manifesting. I just say, universe has got it. I used to be somebody, if you ever watched the show Parks and Rec, there was a character named Leslie Knope, and she would have a binder for a binder for a binder. I had 6 or 7 binders just full of things that if it didn't go this way, we could do this. If it didn't go this way, it would do this. Why? Because I had so much trauma that was unhealed and unrecognized throughout my life that my brain was structurally wired for fear, for not having faith, for wanting to be numbed out, for wanting to not be a participant in life. And by aligning ourselves with this present moment, man, we open ourselves up to receiving and manifesting our desires with the greatest of ease and the most grace you've ever given yourself. And now that we've explored the science behind meditation, let's discuss how we can incorporate this transformative practice into our daily life. And this is where my ingenious invention comes in. Have you ever thought, I'd love to sit down and have a cup of coffee with Michelle? I'd love to sit down and have a latte, a matcha, a tea, and meditate with me? Well, guess what? You can. I've designed something that is unbelievable, and I need you to go ahead and purchase it because it's going to change your fucking life. I call them meditation mugs. Now, hold on. Let me tell you all about it. Meditation mugs are going to be a unique and powerful way to deepen your meditation practice and manifest your dreams. I couldn't find anything like this on the market, so I created it. Each mug and I have a 4-pack to start with, represents a specific aspect of your journey for money, forgiveness, self-love, and manifesting. And these beautifully designed mugs are not just ordinary mugs. They are tools of fucking transformation. You see, each mug is designed in the color associated with the corresponding chakra, creating a visual and energetic connection to the specific area of focus on each and every mug. And here's the best part, and I want you to pay attention. So if you're driving, pull over. If you're doing something in your house, stop washing the dishes, pay attention. This is important. I need you to listen up. On each and every single mug, there is a QR code. And this QR code is your gateway to a personalized meditation experience with me. Now, let's take a little closer look at my money mug. Imagine holding this mug with the vibration of the color red, which stimulates abundance and prosperity. And as you sip from it, allow the energy to flow through you. Then you're going to take your phone out and you're going to scan the QR code on the mug. It's going to lead you to the private pathway, the landing page, where you can immerse yourself in a guided meditation specifically tailored to help you align with the energy of money and release your limiting thoughts around abundance and open yourself up to the financial abundance in your life. Every single day, you can sip from this mug, scan it, and listen to me give you a private meditation every morning. They're no longer than 10 minutes. And I created a 4-pack because these are the 4 most important things. You want to manifest money. You want to forgive. You want to have self-love. And last, you want to know how to meditate on manifesting. And I've covered it in this 4-pack. And I did this because it's a month. It's like spending a month with me. And 3 times a year, I change the meditation. You just buy the mug once. And I want to help you. I want to help you manifest. So instead of just sitting there drinking your morning coffee, you can be sitting there drinking your morning coffee with me and meditating. You can meditate with your eyes open, baby. You can meditate with your eyes closed. I have recorded these. There's nice soft music underneath it. And you buy the mug once and you get the meditations for life. Now let's move on to forgiveness, because forgiveness is the key to everything. This mug is adorned in the calming blue colors, which are very spiritual. That's why my branding is always in blue. And it represents the power of forgiveness and healing and releasing those emotional burdens. And as you hold that mug in your hand, you're going to feel its soothing energy. And you're going to scan that QR code in that second week, because you're going to do them a week at a time, baby. And you're going to embark on the transformative journey to forgiving the unforgivable. I know you don't want to forgive them. I know. I didn't either. I thought if I forgave my rapist, my torturer, the people who hurt me, my father for giving me away, my family for letting it happen, to my husband for the decades of abuse, that they won. But that's because I was living in a lower vibrational state. And I couldn't manifest celebrities and monies and opportunity or the close to 300,000 of you. I found out yesterday I'm just right next to 300,000 people listened. And so the guided meditation will take you to the landing page where I will gently guide you through the process of loving yourself and forgiving others and freeing you from the weight of your past grievances and opening your heart to love and compassion. But the next step past forgiveness, baby, is self-love. You gotta love you. And in the self-love, you're gonna radiate with the warm and nurturing hues in pink. And I chose pink because that's the chakra color of self-love. It's not feminine. So however you identify, you're just going to be working with your chakra energetic system. And this mug will serve as a reminder to prioritize your self-care and cultivate a deeper sense of love and acceptance for yourself. So you're going to take a moment and you're going to hold my mug that's now our mug.
close to your heart. And you're going to feel the loving energy that I have for you. And then you're going to take your phone out and you're going to scan that QR code and you're going to immerse yourself in this meditation practice that's going to guide you to embrace your worthiness, your self-compassion, and your natural loving state of being with yourself. You're going to learn to love yourself. But last, I had to do a show mug. This one's just the mug of meditation for manifestation, which is obviously a very fucking powerful thing. But I want you to go through the steps. I want you to go through forgiveness, then self-love, then money, then manifestation. And then you can repeat, repeat. You can do a mug a week. It's a 4-pack. You can buy them individually, but I suggest the 4-pack. So last, I have the manifestation meditation mug designed with the bold and powerful colors that has my cover art that every time you hit play, you will now be sipping out of that mug and understanding that this manifestation is coursing through your veins, just like it is mine. And you're going to scan that QR code and you're going to enter into a meditation that aligns your thoughts, your emotions, and your actions with manifesting your own miracle. You're going to visualize your dream coming into fruition and allow the energy of manifestation to flow through you, because the meditation mugs are not just vessels. Excuse me, I'm tongue-tied because I'm so excited to finally talk about this. I've been working on this for about 5 months. And the idea came to me, how? Through a meditation. I was literally sipping my matcha and drinking that. And I was about to meditate. And I was like, man, I wish I could just sip this matcha and meditate. And then I meditated and I came up with the idea to do meditation mugs. And so they're not just vessels for your favorite beverage. They're tools of transformation and manifestation. By incorporating these mugs into your daily routine, you create a sacred ritual, a time to pause, a time to reflect, a time to align yourself with your intentions, your manifestations. And as you sip on your meditation mug and engage with your personalized meditations, you're going to deepen your connection with yourself and the divine that surrounds you. You're going to amplify your manifestation abilities and create a powerful container for your desires to manifest in your reality. Now listen, my beloved, I want to thank you for joining me on this enlightening exploration of the science of meditation and its profound benefits for anger management, happiness, and of course, self-love, money, and manifestations. But remember, meditation is not just a practice. It's a gateway to your highest potential. By incorporating meditation into your life, you're embracing the transformative power of these meditation mugs. And you can experience a powerful shift in your mindset and emotional well-being with that ability because you're meditating. And you're going to see how easy it is. Those 10 minutes are going to fly by. I can now do an hour without even thinking about it. It's incredible. 6 years ago, I couldn't do it for 30 seconds without my monkey mind flying out the roof. But the way that your monkey mind gets tamed down is by doing this every single day. And I made it so simple. It's just 10 minutes, baby. 10 minutes. 10 minutes every morning. Me and you are going to spend 10 minutes together helping you manifest your dreams. And as I end today's episode, I want to encourage you to take a moment to reflect on the incredible potential that lies within you. You have the power to transform your life and manifest your wildest motherfucking dreams. And through the practice of meditation, you can harness the energy of your thoughts, the energy of your emotions, your intentions, to create a reality that aligns with your highest version. You see, I invite you to visit right here on the show notes. There's going to be a link that you can buy them right now today. It's going to be drop shipped to you free of charge, no shipping when you buy the 4-pack. And each mug is carefully crafted to support your unique path and accompanying you in this guided meditation. I wrote these. They're powerful. These are just original works of art for me, just like every single episode is. That will empower you to tap into your limitless potential. Remember, baby, the path to manifesting miracles begins from the inside. Healing is an inside job. Do you hear me? Healing is an inside job. And by nurturing your mind, your body, and your spirit through the practice of meditation and embracing the tools of transformation, you can manifest a life filled with abundance, joy, and fulfillment. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
And on today's Manifesting Miracles episode, I hope it has inspired you to dive deeper into the world of meditation and explore the profound benefits that it offers. So as we close out this episode with everything is working out for you three times and everything three times, I want to ask you a favor. If you've always wanted to support the show, if you've always wanted to do a session with me, this is your one chance to show up for me. I want to see those four packs flying out the door because I know that if you sit there every day and you use those meditation mugs, your life will change. Mine did. If you're coaching with me, if you're paying $1,500 a month to coach with me, what do I make you do? Meditate every motherfucking day. Why? Because it changes your chemical and actual structure of your brain. It rewires your brain. It rewires your brain. And in 10 minutes, you can rewire your brain every single day. And no matter how bad it is in the beginning, the best part of meditation is that you cannot do it wrong. Just imagine opening up your cupboard and there I am. And you scan your phone and now we're meditating together. And I'm going to be using my mug every single day. I love you. I love you. I love you. Please support this project. I want these meditation mugs in every single home. Give them to your aunts. Give them to your friends. Give them away as gifts. Support the show by buying a cup of coffee with me. All right? And I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. If you go to michellejlamont.com, you'll be able to find them immediately. If you go to the link in the show notes here where all the description of this podcast is, you're going to be able to buy them immediately. They're going to drop ship right to you. You're going to be meditating with me tomorrow morning if you want to. So I ask you, I've never asked you for anything except to write reviews, but I'm asking you, please, if you're listening to this podcast, do me a solid and buy a mug. It'll mean that this invention is changing lives, and that's what matters most. I love you. I love you. I love you. And before we sign off on today's phenomenal episode, I am going to, beyond a shadow of a doubt, share our mantra with you. So if this is your first time tuning in, somebody recommended it to you. I get all the time, oh, my aunt told me to listen, and my brother, my ex, I read the review. If you read all my hundreds and hundreds of podcast reviews, it says, I binge this. I listen to it all day long. I listen to multiple episodes. You're not alone. You're not alone. So all of us are going to go onto that shopping cart and buy that four pack and support this podcast through this purchase. Say yes, Michelle, yes. Now, yes, Michelle, yes. Yes, Michelle, yes. And as you sip on that mug every single day, you're going to be getting closer and closer to manifesting your miracles. So as we close out on every episode, unless I just forget, we close with a very powerful mantra. And here it is. Everything is always working out for me. And then three times. And then we're going to say everything three times. Now let's go. 3, 2, 1. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything, everything, everything. Do it again. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always, yeah, Wayne, yeah, working out for me. Everything, everything, everything. And with that, I hope to see you hitting that click and getting your mug today. I love you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, producers, cue that music.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Manifesting Miracles. Now it's time for you to take action. I invite you to hang out with me just a little bit more by signing up for my newsletter. You'll get instant exclusive access to the practices that will chart your own path to abundance. And yes, spark that highest version of you. Head to the show notes right now so you don't miss a thing. Now listen. I fucking believe in you. And it's now time for you to win, win, win. Yes, yes.